Let's first pray together.
主，感谢你把我们再一次召聚到你面前。
Lord, we thank thee that you gather us in thy presence once again. Because indeed thou art gracious
to us.
That you always allow for us to read thy word and hear thy word.
主，你何等乐意把你自己的心思和意念向人解开。
Lord, how willing you are to open up your heart and desires to us.
所以我们到你面前来的时候, 我们实在是蒙福的一群。
So as we come into your presence, indeed we are blessed.
因为你让我们可以听得见。
Because you allow for us to be able to hear.
主，谢谢你，你让我们晚上开始要看耶利米书。
Lord, we thank thee because tonight you allow for us to begin looking into the book of Jeremiah.
主，虽然那是你在历史上所做过的工。
Lord, even though that's the work you have done in history.
但是你却是叫我们看见属灵的法则到今天还是那样的准确。
But you do allow for us to see the spiritual principle is still as accurate today.
所以我们求我们的主给我们的眼睛。 不仅是只看着耶利米当时的时候,
so Lord, let us not only focus our sight upon what happened to Jeremiah at that time,
也让我们看到今天我们的光景,
but also allow for us to see our condition today.
更让我们看见以后你要成就的事,
even more so, show us the things that you will do ahead.
主，我们向你低头敬拜,
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
因为你的话语安定在天,
because your word is set in heaven.
没有任何眼见的事物可以改变你所说的话,
and that nothing that which we can see can change thy word.
我们就是这样的等在你的面前,
this is how we await before thee.
我们十分的相信,
we truly believe.
你从前怎样做工, 你今天还是一样的做工。
How you have worked in the past, you still work today the same.
因为你是不改变的神。
Because you're God who does not change.
昨日今日直到永远, 在你没有任何的改变。
Yes, yesterday, today, and forever, you're the same. There's no changing with you.
因此求我们的主帮助我们看见这一位不改变的主。
So Lord, we do ask that you show us this Lord who never changes.
也认识这一位不改变的主。
That we'll also come to understand this Lord who never changes.
因为父已经定义也把一切的丰盛都放在你里面。
Because the Father has already willed for all the fullness to be placed in you.
再没有别样的定规可以代替这个事实。
And there's no other that can change this fact.
所以我们在你面前说,
so in your presence we do say,
我们的指望在乎你,
our hope is in thee.
但愿我们的主叫我们眼睛明亮, 看透了这一点。
Lord, we do ask that you will enlighten our eyes that we can see this very thoroughly.
就让我们在跟随你的事上紧紧地贴近你。
So that as we follow you, that we can follow very closely to you.
就我们脱离人的愚昧。
Deliver us from man's foolishness.
但愿我们 把我们自己建立在你的话语的根基上,
may we set ourselves, establish ourselves upon the foundation of thy word. Help us to accomplish this. We look to thee, Lord.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上开始要看耶利米书。
Tonight we want to begin into the book of Jeremiah.
那耶利米书是一般称为大先知书里头的一卷。
Now Jeremiah is one of the books what's normally called in one of the major prophets, the book, one of the books in the major, amongst the major prophets.
我们必须先要有一个这样的领会。
We must first have such an understanding.
一般人所说的大先知、小先知，不是根据他们所做的工的。
When we refer to the major prophets or the minor prophets, it is not dependent upon that they are called major or minor, the result of their work. But it is based on the fact the words which they left for us, if it's much or not too much. If the words that remain from them are much, they are called the major prophets.
话语不是太多的，就叫做小先知。
And the words that remain, which are not much, we refer to them as the minor prophets.
完全是根据那个话语的分量。
And so it is completely based upon the length of the words.
一般所说的大先知。
So in general, the major prophets.
有以赛亚。
There's Isaiah.
耶利米。
Jeremiah.
以西结。
And Ezekiel.
大以理。
And Daniel.
那其他的呢？
And for the others.
其他的就叫做小先知。
The others are referred to as the minor prophets.
那我们今天晚上看的开始看的耶利米书是大先知里头的一位。
And so tonight as we begin the book of Jeremiah is one of the major prophets.
我们头一次主要是把他整个的先知做工的背景来和弟兄姊妹们先去查考一下。
And so tonight the first sharing will be on the background and also on his prophecy.
我们平常读先知书最大的困难是困难在没有掌握它的历史背景。
Most of the times when we study the prophetic books, a difficulty we have is we are not able to grasp the background, the history of the background.
所以就没有办法能领会他说话的内容究竟是什么目的。
So we're not able to grasp then what is the purpose of his words.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们能了解到他的历史背景。
We're able to understand its historical background.
我们就比较容易领会先知当时的信息是怎么回事。
Then we're more able to understand then what is the matter of his message during his time.
我想弟兄姊妹先来看开头的一点点话。
I think brothers and sisters, let us first begin to look at the opening words.
第一章
Chapter
1, 第一节起我们先念几节。
Starting from verse 1, we'll read a few verses.
便雅敏地亚拿突城的祭司中希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位13年，耶和华的话临到耶利米，从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是11年五月间耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。
The words of Jeremiah the son of Hilkiah of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon king of Judah in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah the son of Josiah king of Judah unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month.
这三节的圣经就把耶利米的出生和他的工作的年份给我们说清楚了。
And so in these three verses, it speaks very clearly to us the background of Jeremiah and the period in which he worked.
虽然是那么简单的提一提。
Though it just simply mentions it in that way.
但是这里头就有一些非常重要的信息给我们去领会。
But within, there are very important messages for us to understand.
我先让弟兄姊妹们知道。
I want for us, brothers and sisters, to know.
我们读先知书的时候就不像读书信那样细。
When we read the prophetic books, we will not go into as much detail as when we read an epistle.
我们不重在先知书里头的那个历史的过程。
We will not put too much emphasis on the process of history in the prophetic books.
我们是重在先知书里头的信息。
What we put weight on is the message in those books.
所以我们看先知书的时候，尤其是大先知书。
So when we do read the prophetic books, especially the major prophets,
我们是注意他的一个一个的信息。
We do note each of the message he is saying.
有些时候他一个信息是接连好几章的圣经。
Sometimes a message he is trying to say would be several chapters.
我们就不管他是有多少章的圣经。
And so regardless of how many chapters it may be,
我们只是抓牢 一个信息来交通。
We'll grab hold on to that message as we share.
那么耶利米是先知，他是先知。
Now Jeremiah was a prophet.
一般称为被掳期的先知。
And in general, all the prophets during the captivity era.
一般对先知的分类啊。
And in general, the distinction separation of the prophets.
除了从篇幅上面来指出大先知、小先知以外。
Aside from the fact, depending on the length of the message, whether they're major prophet or minor prophet.
也根据他们做工的年代来分成三方面。
It also depends on the time in which they work to divide them amongst three categories.
这个时代的那个分别呢，乃是以神的百姓，特别是指着犹大被掳这一件事情作为根据。
And so the foundation, then the standard would be upon the people of God, especially upon the tribe, the people of Judah and their captivity.
所以有被掳前的先知。
And so there are the prophets before the captivity.
被掳期的先知。
And so there are the prophets during captivity.
和被掳后的先知。
And also then the prophets after the return from captivity.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
耶利米是被掳前的先知。
Jeremiah is a prophet before the captivity.
所以在他神的百姓被掳以前，为了挽回神的百姓，神用着他说了许多的话。
So before the people were in captivity, God used Jeremiah as a vessel to warn the people to speak for him.
他本身是一个祭司。
He himself, Jeremiah, was a priest.
所以对侍奉神的事情，他是有比较深刻的了解。
So in the matters of service to God, he would have much more understanding.
但是很有意思的就是。
But what is very interesting is.
在耶利书里头说到律法上的事情，或者说是说到那个献祭上的事情。
There are not many incidences in the book of Jeremiah where it refers to the law or the matters of sacrifice.
耶利米所说的都是神在那一个时候托付给他的。
All the words which Jeremiah spoke were the words entrusted to him by God.
那因此我们就要留意他在神面前蒙拣选的这一个经过是怎么样。
So then we must take note then what is his process or experience as he was chosen by God.
在这里就提到
Here it mentions
他在什么时候做先知。
When he was a prophet.
他做先知不是自己说我要做。
Now he did not declare himself to be a prophet.
他自己是不要做。
He himself actually did not want to be a prophet.
但是神选中他要用他。为神说话。
But God chose him as a vessel to speak for God.
他也就没有办法不做。
So then he has no way but to do it.
这一点上有点像摩西。
And so upon this point it's similar to Moses.
神要差遣他的时候他不甘心去。
When God wanted to send Moses, he was not wanting to go.
但是感谢神，神就用神的方法来把他催逼到神要他站的。那一个位置。
But we thank God, God uses his way to urge him to stand in the position which God desires for him to stand.
那么耶利米他做先知是在什么时候呢？
So when Jeremiah was a prophet, when was it?
这里就告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
在约西亚王在位的时候他就开始接受先知的呼召。
It was during the days of Josiah that he received the calling to be a prophet.
然后从约雅敬王的时候开始，他就一直为神传话，传到西底家王被掳为止。
And so he declared, starting to declare the word of God from the reign of Jehoiakim until Zedekiah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive.
那我们就要注意这一个事实了。
So then we have to take note of this fact.
如果我们要掌握耶利米书的那个历史的背景。
Now we want to grab hold of the historical background of Jeremiah.
我们就要回到历代志下的最末了。
We must go back to the end of 2 Chronicles.
或者说列王记下的最末了。
Or go back to the end of 2 Kings.
在那里就把耶利米所处的那个时代的光景。
There it shows us very clearly the situation in history that Jeremiah was facing. Now let us first take a look at that. I think it's better for us to refer to 2 Chronicles.
因为历代志跟列王记虽然都是记载以色列人和犹大人的事。
Because the books of Kings and Chronicles also record the matters of the kings.
里头有很多是相似的。
And many of the recording is very similar.
但是细细去看的时候，我们看到列王记是以以色列为历史的主点的。
But in the books of Kings, it is focused on Israel as the point.
我说的以色列是以色列北方那十个支派的国为那个主要的对象。
And when I say Israel, I'm referring to the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom as the focus in Kings.
所以一般来说，列王记是说人中间发生的事情比较。
So in general, it's more evident as it records for us the situation amongst the people.
历代志是以犹大国为主体。
And in the books of Chronicles, it is focused upon Judah.
但是历代志里边，它是从神怎么看人中间发生的事情这一个观点来做记录的。
But in the recording of Chronicles, it is focused upon the angle in which God views the people and their actions.
所以除了一般的人间的历史过程以外,
So besides the interaction and the historical background in Chronicles,
历代志特别还指出属灵的一些实际的事,
Chronicles especially points out to us the spiritual reality in those days.
弟兄姊妹，有些时候你读列王记，读到一些历史的事情，好像是不太容易明白的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you seem to have read some passages in Kings where it's not easy for you to understand,
你可以跑到历代志那里去找相同的事。
You can go to Chronicles to read the same passage.
你在历代志很可能你就找到那一个你所要的答案。
Very possibly then, you can find in the books of Chronicles to find the answer which you're looking for.
现在我们从历代志下，从因为那里提到几，耶利米书开始就提到三个王。
And because in the beginning of the book of Jeremiah, it mentions four kings. So we'll go and look for that in 2 Chronicles.
一个是亚门。
One is Ammon.
一个是约西亚。
One is Josiah.
一个是约雅敬。
One is Jehoiakim.
一个是西底家。
And the other one is Zedekiah.
那这里这他们这里这四个人的关系是很明确的。
And so the relationship between these four people is very clear.
约西亚是亚门的儿子。
Josiah was the son of Ammon.
约雅敬跟西底家两个人都是约西亚的儿子。
And Jehoiakim and Zedekiah were both sons of Josiah.
但是在他们那一个时代，历史上所发生的事情就很不寻常。
But during the period of those people, the history which occurred was not common at all.
我们现在这个历代志下的33章那里。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 33,
先留意一件事情,
we want to first take note of one thing.
我们先看20节,
we'll first look at verse 20.
历代志下的33章20节,
2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 20.
马拿西与他列祖同睡，葬在自己的宫院里，他儿子亚门接续他做王。
So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Ammon his son reigned in his stead.
那弟兄姊妹在这里看到亚门是马拿西的儿子。
Now, brothers and sisters, here we find out that Ammon is the son of Manasseh.
马拿西是在神面前也动神的怒气。 最厉害的那一个犹大王。
Now Manasseh was the king of Judah, which brought forth the most anger from God. And after Manasseh died, then his son Ammon reigned in his stead. How long did he reign? Only 2 years. Because he followed his father to do which was evil in the sight of the Lord. So God did not allow for him to live too long.
只是2年, 他就给臣不背叛而杀了。
And only after 2 years that he was conspired against and slew.
那然后他的儿子约西亚,
And then his son Josiah reigned in his stead.
那约西亚做王的时候, 那是在34章一开头说了。
It tells us in the beginning of chapter 34 in 2 Chronicles.
他做王的时候只有8岁。
Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign.
小孩子,
he was only a young child.
但是因为他是王的儿子,
but because he was the son of the king,
所以8岁就做了王。
So he reigned when he was 8.
但是就我们感觉很有意思的就是,
but what is very interesting for us,
马拿西是野神震怒最厉害的,
Manasseh was the one who brought forth the most wrath from God.
亚门也好不到哪里去,
and Ammon was not good as well.
但是他们却有一个后代,
yet they have a descendant.
而这一个后代在神面前却是蒙纪念的,
and this descendant was remembered before God.
那约西亚王, 他8岁的时候做王,
now Josiah reigned when he was 8.
他做了8年,
he reigned for 8 years.
那就是16岁的时候,
and then when he was 16,
我们不知道是什么原因,
we don't know for what reason,
他里面就有一个改变,
there was a change within him.
里面就有一个催促,
there was an urging within him.
去要寻求神,
that he began to seek after God.
那么等到他, 做王第12年,
and in the 12th year of his reign,
我们用什么记住这个年数, 因为和耶利米书有点关联的,
now brothers and sisters, remember the years of this reign, it has some connection with Jeremiah.
他应该是20岁,
and so in the 12th year of his reign, which means he is 20,
他就把整个的犹大从前祖父父亲拜 外邦神的所带来各种各样的污秽偶像都清理掉。
He began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places which his father and grandfather made for the foreign gods.
那当这个事情清理掉了以后呢?
And so after this had been purged,
弟兄姊妹就注意, 同在34章里头,
pay attention, brothers and sisters, also in chapter 34.
那就是他做王18年的时候,
now in the 18th year of his reign,
在清扫圣殿的肮脏的日子里,
when he had purged the land,
他们就发现了一卷律法书,
then they discover a scroll of the law.
那这一卷律法书,
and so then the scroll was delivered unto the hands king, the king's hand.
读了这些律法书, 听了这些律法书,
and after the king had read it and heard of it,
他里面就受了很大的冲击,
then he was greatly moved with it.
他就更决心要寻求神的喜悦,
he was even more determined to seek the pleasure of God.
那因着他这样的一个动作,
now because of such an action,
犹大在 被掳以前就有了一段不太长的时间的属灵上的苏醒。
Then, just before the captivity, Judah had a short period of revival.
这一段的时间, 犹大是可以说是好像有了一个, 生机了。
You can say then, during this period of time, it seems like Judah had a chance to turn around, had a chance to turn around. Because during Manasseh's reign, God already proclaimed that he will punish, discipline Judah. That he will hand Judah to the Gentiles.
那所以如果按照那个时候, 神这样的一个宣告,
and because of that declaration from God,
也许在, 亚门的日子, 就要被掳了。
It may be during the days of Ammon they were to be in exile.
而亚门的时间不长，那约西亚做王。
And so Ammon did not reign long, and Josiah reigned.
那轮也轮到在约西亚的日子要被掳了。
So then it should be then in the days of Josiah that they would be in captivity.
但是因着约书亚的转回归向神
，But because Josiah returned unto God，
带动整个犹大，从表面上来看都归向神
，And brought about a revival on the surface to return to God。
所以神就迟延了在马拿西的日子的那个宣告。
So God tarried on His proclamation which He made in the days of Manasseh。
所以在约书亚的日子，犹大。是蒙神格外的纪念。
So in the days of Josiah, Judah was especially remembered by God.
但是约西亚后来跟埃及王打仗。
But later on, as Josiah fought with the Pharaoh of Egypt,
给法老杀了。
And he was slewed by the Pharaoh of Egypt.
这件事就记载在三十五章的末了。
That's at the end of Second Chronicles chapter 35.
他跟埃当，因为当时那个时候
，because at that time，
中东这个地区
，this region of the Middle East，
埃及是一个强权。
Now Egypt was a strong power.
亚述是一个强权。
Assyria is a strong power.
巴比伦就刚好要兴起来。
And it was during that time Babylon was on the rise.
在那个时候是也是三国鼎立啊，在中东。
And so it's similar then at that time it's like the three kingdoms in Middle East.
但是后来，巴比伦越来越强盛。
But as the time grew, Babylon gradually grew stronger.
先就灭了亚述。
They first destroy Assyria,
然后又把埃及打下去了。
And then he also subdued Egypt.
那这一次约西亚跟埃及王打仗呢？
So during this time when Josiah fought with Egypt,
当然他没办法跟埃及王对抗。
Of course, he was not strong enough to fight against the Pharaoh of Egypt.
所以在战场上他就受了重伤。
And so he was deeply wounded in the battlefield.
那人把他带回耶路撒冷。
And they brought him back to Jerusalem.
就死了。
And he died.
那耶利米就为约书亚做了一些哀歌。
And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah.
那现在问题来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, here's the issue.
约西亚死了以后。
After Josiah died,
他一个儿子约哈斯在耶路撒冷作王。
One of his sons, Jehoahaz, reigned in Jerusalem.
只做了三个月。
He only reigned for 3 months.
法老就把他废掉。
And then the king of Egypt put him down.
因为犹大在那个时候是战败国。
Because at that time, Judah was conquered.
那埃及王呢就另外让约哈斯的哥哥以利亚敬做犹大王。
And so then turned his brother, his older brother Jehoiakim to be king.
替他改个名字叫做约雅敬。
And changed his name to Jehoiakim.
那耶利米书开头就提到他了。
And that is was mentioned at the beginning of Jeremiah.
他是约西亚的儿子。
Now he is the son of Josiah.
他对耶利米是非常的不客气的。
Now he was not courteous at all to Jeremiah.
他不敬畏神。
He did not fear God.
他行神眼中看为恶的事。
He did which was evil in the sight of God.
所以对传神话语的耶利米就恨之入骨。
And so he deeply hated Jeremiah who preached the word of God.
结果后来约雅敬是给掳到巴比伦去。
And this Jehoiakim later on was also captured in Babylon.
这是犹大头一次的被掳。
And that was the first exile of Judah.
然后他儿子约雅金 接上去做王。
And then his son Jehoiachin reigned in his stead.
那约雅金呢？做王了，都不久。
And Jehoiachin did not reign too long.
他又背叛巴比伦。
And then he was also brought to Babylon.
那结果巴比伦人来，又把他掳走了，这是第二次的被掳。
And then they came and took him away, and that is the second captivity.
然后巴比伦王就立他的叔叔西底家来在耶路撒冷做王。
And made his uncle Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem.
西底家这个人。
And this person, Zedekiah,
他没有约雅敬那么坏。
He was not as bad as Jehoiachin.
他对神也有一点敬畏。
He had some fear for God.
但是这个人是非常懦弱的。
But he was a very weak person.
他愿意寻求神。
He was willing to seek after God.
没有力量，也没有胆量去跟随神。
Yet he was without strength and without courage to follow God.
那所以结果后来他又背叛。巴比伦王。
And so later on, he also rebelled against the king of Babylon.
又给巴比伦王掳到巴比伦去。
As a result, he was also taken captive into Babylon.
并且挖了他的眼睛，杀了他的众子。
And then they scourged his eyes out and also killed all of his sons.
那现在我们看到这里他这几个王。
And so now we can see these several kings.
这几个王都是耶利米做先知的时候所经过的。
Now, these are the kings that reigned during the period of Jeremiah's being a prophet.
他经过约西亚。
He went through Josiah.
他也经过约雅敬。
He also went through Jehoiakim.
他经过约雅敬。
And he also went through Jehoiachin.
他也经过西底家。
And also through Zedekiah.
整个犹大国灭亡被掳的整个过程，耶利米先知都在其中。
Now the prophet Jeremiah was amidst the destruction of Jerusalem and their captivity.
那我们晓得。
We realize.
犹大被掳是因为背弃耶和华神。
Judah was in captivity because they forsook the Lord God.
他们离弃耶和华神而接受外邦神。
They forsook the Lord God as God and accepted foreign gods.
那因此也动神的怒气。
And that brought forth the wrath of God.
神一再给他们有悔改的机会。
God continued to allow for them to have chances to repent.
一再给他们很严厉的指责。
And continued to rebuke them very severely.
但是他们听不进去。
Yet they did not accept it.
他们好像在那里应付神。
It seems like they were just trying to get by with God.
一些时候嘴巴里说是要悔改。
With their lips, they would say they want to repent.
但实际上没有悔改。
But in reality, they did not.
有一些时候呢。
Sometimes.
根本就理也不理神说什么。
They were not even mindful at all to what God said.
神你要说你说你的。
God would speak and they would just let him speak.
我们做我们的。
And we'll do what we want.
那这个是当时犹大的那个一般的情形。
And that's the condition in general with Judah at that time.
那若是我们细细的留意到这一段的历史，我们会发觉有一些事情是很有意思的。
Now we look very closely during this period of history, there are some things that are very interesting.
那我们先看耶利米书这里这几个王。
Let us first look at these few kings in Jeremiah.
耶利米他是祭司。
Jeremiah was a priest.
他什么时候被召做先知呢？
When was it that he was called to be a prophet?
这里就说。
Here it says.
是在约西亚王做王十三年的时候。
It was in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign.
在这个时候，神就呼召耶利米做先知。
It was at that time God called Jeremiah to be a prophet.
用为神传话。
To speak for God.
用把神心里的话告诉神的百姓。
To speak the words of God to the people.
那么约西亚做了王十三年，有什么特别？神在这个时候
So what was so special in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah that he called Jeremiah?
When we
read Chronicles, we saw. It was during the 12th year of Josiah's reign that he purged the temple and Jerusalem.
那么照理, 已经把一切与神无关的那些事物都挪开。
Logically then, he would have removed all the things that had nothing to do with God.
那神的祝福应当是毫无保留地向他们倾倒。
Then God's blessing without any reservation would be poured forth on them.
但是很稀奇。
But what is interesting,
就在耶路撒冷跟圣殿清洁好了。 完毕了以后,
that was even after Judah and Jerusalem was purged. God called Jeremiah to be a prophet.
那呼召耶利米做先知传递神什么的话语呢?
When he called Jeremiah to be a prophet, what words did God want to speak by him?
而不是传递神要向他们倾倒祝福的话语。
It is not the words that God will preach through Jeremiah that he will pour forth his blessing upon the people.
而是向他们传递神给他们的警告。
But it is to tell them about words of warning.
从表面上来看,
on the surface,
耶利米的被召和当时犹大的那一个光景不太调和了。
The calling of Jeremiah does not seem to be in harmony then in unison with the condition of Judah. Because now Judah seems to have turned to God. Starting from Josiah, until all the people, they were returned unto God. Jerusalem has been purged. The temple has been purged. This ought to be the time, the condition for God's blessing to be filled. The qualification to receive God's blessing has already been set. Why then did God call Jeremiah to be the prophet at this time? And this prophet was called to bring forth warning to Judah.
从另一个角度来看,
now, from another angle,
这一个先知是为着犹大来哀哭的。
This prophet wept for Judah.
那为什么要哀哭呢?
Why would he weep for Judah?
那我们这两个事情是完全一致的。
Now, these two things are in unison.
因为犹大外面好像是拣选神、敬畏神。
Because externally, Judah seems to have chosen God to serve God. Yet within, they're rebelling against God. So God must send them a warning. And after they heard the warning of God, they're not willing to repent. So the result of not willing to repent would bring forth a very sad end. When we read on, we realize.
妇人要亲自吃掉自己所生的孩子, 也就是发生在那个时候。
And even during that period of time, the woman, the mother, would eat her own son.
那这些结果是的确是很悲惨的。
And so indeed, that is a very sad end.
那这样的结果乃是因为犹大不肯悔改。
And such an end is because Judah would not repent.
那妇人吃着孩子已经是不得了的事。
Now even that is a very sad condition when the woman would have to eat her own son. But it does not end there.
整个的犹大是被掳到
The entire nation of Judah was in exile.
而掳到巴比伦,
they were taken in captivity to Babylon.
本来说整个的犹大并不是说犹大国里面每一个人,
and of course, when we say the nation of Judah, we're not saying every specific person in this nation of Judah.
犹大国的整个的结构,
but the nation of Judah's structure has been in captivity.
君王
the king,
宗教上面的众祭司
the religious people, the priests,
经济上面的富户
the wealthy families in the economy.
当然政治上的君王是带头他许多的臣仆了
And so of course then the king would have with him all his officials and his royal family.
那是用什么你可以看到被说犹大被掳不是说每一个犹大的百姓都给带到Babylon.
So when we refer to Judah being in captivity, it's not that every single person has been taken to Babylon.
而是说在犹大国里面整个的结构里头每一部分掌权的人都给带到 Babylon.
But it refers to the fact in the nation of Judah, the structure in each person that holds power has been taken captive in Babylon.
所以对犹大来说是亡国了
And so to Judah, that means the nation has been destroyed.
到 那边君王要坐在牢里
In captivity, the kings would be imprisoned.
所有这些贵胄这些本来在犹大有地位的人在那边做奴隶
And so all the royal family, all those who have position in Judah now are slaves in captivity.
国家没有了
There's no more country.
民族前途没有。
There's no more hope for the people.
但是这是还是其次。
But that's only secondary.
严重的。
Was serious.
神在他们当中所设立的见证也没有了。
The testimony which got established in their midst is gone.
神的名因着他们受了羞辱。
The name of God for their sake has been ashamed.
这是大事。
That is what is important.
那所以耶利米看到这一切的光景
So when Jeremiah saw such a condition
他没有办法去扭转犹大人的脚步
He was not able to turn the footsteps of the people of Judah
所以他只能为他们哀哭
So he can only weep for them
所以耶利米从另一个角度来说人家说这个是哭会哭的先知
So from another angle people refer to Jeremiah as the weeping prophet
他就是懂得在神面前哭
That he only can weep before God
感谢神会在神面前哭还是不错了
We thank God because if we're able and willing to weep before God that's somewhat good
他仍然是在那里体贴神的心
Because that means he is still there mindful of the heart of God
那我话要回要回到接上刚才所提的。
Now I want to go back to what I mentioned to you before.
犹大正上好像欣欣上涌的时候。
It seems like Judah is back on the rise.
神却是把耶利米呼召出来做先知。
Yet God called Jeremiah out to be the prophet.
从底下我们看见耶利米的信息好像和当时犹大的光景不能调和的。
And from the text, it seems like the message which Jeremiah proclaimed is not in harmony with Judah's condition.
但是我们要从远处来看。
But we must look at it from a far angle.
我们才能看到问题来。
Then we're able to see where the issues are.
那约西亚王十三年，耶利米被召。
In the 13th year of Josiah's reign, Jeremiah was called.
十八年的时候就发现律法书。
It was in the 18th year that he discovered the scroll of law.
这一个律法书从表面上来把整个的犹大都带回神的面前。
On the surface, finding the scroll seemed to bring forth Judah back to God.
这实在是好事。
This seems to be a good thing.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
为什么神在13年的那个时候呼召耶利米
Why was it that God called Jeremiah in the 13th year of the reign?
那这我们就不能不说到神的远见了。
Then we must consider this the foresight of God.
也就是我们常常所说到的神的预知。
Many times we refer to this as the foreknowledge of God.
因为在当时的情景来说不需要耶利米这样的先知
Because in their condition at that time It seems as they did not need Jeremiah to be their prophet
因为从表面上看来犹大国都向着神
Because on the surface The nation of Judah is toward God
我们看历代志也好看列王记也好我们都看到这样的记录
Whether we read into 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles We read the recording
但是为什么神确实在这段时间里头呼召 耶利米呢?
Why was it then at this time that God called Jeremiah?
神在这段时候呼召耶利米，乃是要用一段的时间来默默的造就耶利米。
It was during this time that God called him. It was to use the spirit of time to silently, hiddenly edify Jeremiah.
让他能站在神要他站的那个位置上面来传神的话。
So that he would be able to stand in the position which God desires for him to stand to speak forth the word of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this.
神呼召耶利米的时间有记录。
There is a recording of the time which God called Jeremiah.
神头一次用耶利米去说话，在时间上没有记录。
Yet the first time which God used Jeremiah to speak, there was no recording in the timetable.
你没有办法在耶利米书里头找到耶利米头一次为神传话的时候是在什么时候。
There is no recording in the book of Jeremiah that we're able to find when was the timetable the first time that God used to speak through Jeremiah.
因为你看耶利米一说话。
Because when we see Jeremiah speak,
说话的那种光景跟约西亚王在位的时候的光景是不完全完全不调谐的。
The condition which Jeremiah spoke of and the condition during Josiah's reign is not in harmony.
我非常强调这一点。
I greatly emphasize this point.
约西亚在位的时候，犹大在表面上是绝对绝对的站在神一边的。
During Josiah's reign, on the surface, Judah was absolutely standing on the side of God.
所以耶利米在这个时候没有理由会说一些责备的话的。
So during that period of time, Jeremiah has no reason to speak words of reproach.
但是我们看耶利米头一次说话的话就很严厉。
But even the first time which Jeremiah spoke, the words he spoke were very severe.
头一次所说的话就非常非常的沉重。
His first words were very heavy.
那因此我们肯定他绝对不是在约西亚做王的时候头一次说话。
Then we're able to be sure that the first time which he spoke was not during the reign of Josiah.
并且刚才我们看那个历代志的时候也看到当约西亚王战死的时候耶利米给他做哀歌。
And even at the time when we read in 2 Chronicles when Josiah died, Jeremiah lamented for him.
这一个做哀歌的事情不是单单为了约西亚，并且是为着犹大以后以色列的那一个传统，是不是一直到现在我们不敢说，但起码一直到被掳归回的时候。
And so that lamentation was not only for Josiah alone, it is for the people of Judah. I dare not say if it's to this day the people of Judah, but at least to the people of Judah, when even to the period when they return from captivity.
那因此我们就不能不注意到这一件。
So then we must take note of that.
神怎么看他名下的人呢？
How does God view the people under his name?
他不是从表面上来看他们。
He does not look upon them on the surface.
神是从他们的里面去看他们。
But God looks at them from within.
因为在他们的外面，王要敬拜耶和华神，所有的人都在那里敬拜耶和华神。
Because from without, if the king wants to worship the Lord God, then all the people, of course, will worship the Lord God.
但私下里呢？
But within,
这个是重要的。
That is what's important.
私下里是不是也是那样的敬拜神呢？
Within personally, do they also desire to worship God?
显然就不是。
Apparently not.
这些的事情
Now these matters,
耶利米书里边有记载。
It is recorded in the book of Jeremiah.
以西结书里边也有记载。
It is also recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
说到他们从几乎除了王和少数的敬畏神的臣仆以外。
It speaks of the fact that aside from the king and a small group, the remnant that worship God,
绝大部分的那些长老官长，他们都是私下在那里拜偶像。
That all the officials, the elders, the priests, hiddenly they worshipped the idols.
当然这是我说的是在约西亚
还活的时候。
Now I'm referring to the period when Josiah was still living.
约西亚死掉了以后呢
？Now after Josiah died.
他们这个拜偶像的那个光景更严重了。
Then the condition of their worship of idols was even more severe.
在家里拜啊。
It was so severe they not only personally, hiddenly worshipped at home, but they brought the idols to the temple.
公开的在圣殿里边拜偶像。
Even publicly, they worshipped the idols there.
用偶像来代替耶和华神。
And they used the idols to replace the Lord God.
这件事情在耶利米书跟以西结书里边很清楚的。
Now these matters are recorded very clearly for us in the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And so here gives us this answer.
就是你读历代志也好，列王记也好。
Even when we read Chronicles or Kings,
你发现一件事情很不可思议的。
You discover something that is unimaginable.
如果我们只是注意那个字句上的表达的话。
Now, if we only put attention in what is expressed by the letter of the word, it's truly unimaginable.
那就是约西亚还在的时候，好像人都向着神，都向着神。
That it seems like when Josiah was still living, the people were all for God, all toward God.
但是你看到当约西亚王一死
，But once Josiah died,
一夜之间的整个情况就变了。
Even overnight, the situation completely changed.
一夜之间，所有的人。
Even overnight, all the people turned to the idols.
你说怎么可以会这样的呢？
You say, how can this be possible?
你要有这个样子也得慢慢来啊。
Even if this were to happen, it has to happen gradually.
现在我们就知道。
But now we realize.
原来在那个时候，犹大末了的一次的所谓苏醒和复兴，只是上层的表面的。
Now, even that very last revival, the so-called revival or awakening of Judah at the end was only on the surface.
实际呢,
but the reality,
从长老一直到百姓,
even from the elders to the people,
从妇女一直到尊贵人,
from the woman to the royal people,
都是用背向着神,
they had their backs toward God.
并且公开的在那里敬拜侍奉外邦神
and that they publicly worshipped and served the foreign gods.
那神老早就看到这些事情
and God foresaw all of these.
那所以就在那一个时候
so even at that time,
神把耶利米呼召出来
God called Jeremiah.
神用了相当长的时间来造就他
God used a very long period of time to edify him.
我们不知道他头一次说话是什么时候
Now we don't know when was the first time he spoke.
但是我们肯定那是在约西王死了以后
But we're sure it is after the death of Josiah.
在约雅敬做王的时候
It was during the reign of Jehoiakim.
耶利米头一次说话
The first time Jeremiah spoke.
因为从第二章我们就看到了
Because we can see that in chapter 2.
第二章里边记载到当时犹大的那一种情形啊，不是约西亚王在位的时候的情形。
The condition that's recorded for us of Judah in chapter 2 is not the condition when Josiah was reigning.
那我们掌握了这样的一个事实的时候
，Now when we're able to grab hold of this fact，
我们就留意在耶利米第一章的里边，神呼召耶利米的时候，神跟耶利米当中。的那一段的对话
Then we're able to realize and grab hold of the conversation which Jeremiah had with God when God called him in chapter 1.
那因为一开始神就给我们看到
Because at the beginning God shows us.
他说他呼召他是在约西亚做王的时候
God says he called him during the reign of Josiah.
但是用他说话呢
But when God used him to speak.
弟兄姊妹留意第三节
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 3.
是从约雅敬开始
It says it came also in the days of Jehoiakim
一直到西底家被掳
until the carrying away of Jerusalem in the 11th year of Zedekiah
你看到耶利米说话的时候就是在约雅敬做王的时候开始
So brothers and sisters then you will be able to realize Jeremiah first spoke during the reign of Jehoiakim
他就不再说话了
until the carrying away of Jerusalem he no longer spoke
因为他要神托付他要说的话也说尽了
Because the word of God which entrusted to him to speak has already been fully spoken.
因为在那个被掳的事情已经成为事实。
Because the reality of the captivity has been realized at that time.
但是在被掳以前，神用着他宣告，七十年后，神要把他的百姓从被掳之地带回来。
But God used him to speak forth the words that after 70 years of captivity, the people shall return.
并且还要带来以后的那个永远的复兴。
And also to bring forth that eternal revival.
这是耶利米的信息里头末了的那个部分。
And that is the last part of the message of Jeremiah.
但是这个是在当时的时候，在当时的时候来说，那是很遥远的事。
But for them, when the words were spoken at that time, to them it was very far away, far along.
最近也要七十年。
Even the nearest scope of that would be 70 years.
如果说到大卫的国重新来建立，那就是不知道什么时候了，太遥远。
And when it speaks on the part of the message that the kingdom of David will be established once again, that would be so far along that we don't know exactly when that will be.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当耶利米在那个时候，话虽然是说到没有什么话可以再说了。
That even at that time when Jeremiah spoke, till there was no more words that can be spoken.
但是神托付他说的话，到今天我们实在是得着鼓舞。
But even the words which he spoke at that time is such an encouragement for us today.
该成就的已经成就了。
What was prophesied has already been fulfilled.
要等到将来才成就的，我们看到地上的事态的发展就是朝着那个方向。
What has yet to be fulfilled, we can see the development in the world affairs today that it is toward that direction as well.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
我不是特意在这个时候和弟兄姊妹一同来读耶利米的。
It is not my intention purposely to read Jeremiah with brothers and sisters during this time.
我也不知道为什么，就是反正几个月以前，我里边就很重的就有耶利米的这个催促。
I don't know why, but it was even several months ago that I had a very great burden to study Jeremiah together with brothers and sisters.
是先有了这个催促，好久好久以后伊拉克才打仗。
It was first that I had this urge within to read Jeremiah, then the war in Iraq took place.
所以不是因为伊拉克打这一仗就引起读耶利米的那个动机。
And so it's not my intention to read this book because of the war in Iraq.
虽然耶利米书里面提到很多的就跟现在的伊拉克的有点关系。
Even though there are many things in Jeremiah that is mentioned that seems to do with a lot of the situation and the areas around Iraq.
但是我们不是因为现在发生的事情就想起耶利米。
But it's not because of the things that are taking place now that we recall Jeremiah.
那现在我们用点时间来看看，神呼召耶利米的时候，神跟耶利米说说的话。
So now we'll spend some time as God called Jeremiah the conversation which they had.
那这些话是在约西亚做完十二年的时候说的。
Now these words were spoken in the 12th year of the reign of Josiah.
那说了这些话以后很久很久。
Now after these words were spoken a long time later.
因为约西亚做王啊一共三十几年啊，三十三年啊，三十一年啊。
Because Josiah reigned for 31 years.
那差不多是22, 差不多20年后，他才头一次替神说话。
And so it was about 20 years later after God called him that he first spoke for God.
那在这19年的里边。
So in these 19 years,
圣经一点都没有记载耶利米做什么。
The Bible did not record for us what Jeremiah did.
也许他就是按照平常顺着班次在圣殿里边来服侍。
And maybe according to his order that he just served in those days in the temple.
但是我们看到一件事情。
But we see one thing.
当时神跟他说的话。
When the words which God spoke to him.
他怎么回答神。
How did he answer to God?
我们就看到耶利米的个性。
We can see then the character, the personality of Jeremiah.
我们就看到耶利米这一个的天然人。
We can see the natural man of Jeremiah then.
我们就会说。
Then we'll say.
像这样的一个人，他能为神做大事。
For such a person as Jeremiah, how can he do great things for God?
他能成就神所托付给他的。
How is he able to do what God has entrusted him?
我们实在是。很难相信。
Indeed, it's hard for us to believe.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在这里说。
God says here.
不是根据你。
It is not according to you.
是我要做。
I will do it.
那结果呢？神就用了十九年的时间来把它造成这一个器皿。
So as a result, God used 19 years to establish him as a vessel.
十九年，耶利米是默默的在那里走过。
For 19 years, Jeremiah was very silent.
但是时候到了。
But the time has come.
神就告诉他说。
God told him.
你上耶路撒冷人说话。
You go speak to the people of Jerusalem.
你到圣殿那里站在那里说话。
You will go to the temple and stand there and speak.
你到王宫那里上王说话。
You'll go to the palace of the king and speak to the king.
这些差遣太沉重了。
And the sending of Jeremiah in this way is too heavy.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当时候到了。
When the time has come.
神让耶利米所接受的差遣，耶利米毫无保留的就接过来了。
The sending of God to Jeremiah was received by Jeremiah without any withholding.
所以有些时候他心里边还有点发毛。
Even though at times he was still very worried.
但是他没有拒绝神的差遣。
Yet he did not reject God's sending.
毫无保留的服神的权柄。
Without any withholding, he submitted to the authority of God.
虽然神给他的差遣。
Though which God sent him,
明显是跟在人中间至高的掌权的来按人来看是做对头。
Was apparently to be the adversary, in man's view, to those who are in power in those days.
这做这些事情不是为自己制造难处吗？
And if he was to do those things, it is creating problems for himself. But we thank God.
你看到耶利米在那一个时候，
You can see Jeremiah at that time.
他非常柔软的在神的手里。
Very tender, he was in the hand of God.
神怎么差遣他？
However, God sent him.
他就怎么接受神的差遣？
He accepted what God sent him to do.
神让他站在什么地方？
Whatever God wanted him for him to stand.
他就站在什么地方？
He stood in that position.
神要他说什么话？
Whatever words God wanted him to speak.
他就毫无保留的说神的话。
Without any reservation, he spoke the word of God.
但是这样的耶利米不是一天成功的。
But such a Jeremiah did not come about in one day's work.
我再说。
I say again.
神没有说到神怎么把他造成神手中的器皿。
God did not record for us how he established him as the vessel in his hand.
但是神让我们领会。
But God allowed for us to understand.
耶利米是成为耶利米。是神用了十九年的功夫在那里造就他。
Jeremiah became Jeremiah because God used 19 years to edify him.
那我们现在来看看耶利米怎么被造。
Now let us first see how Jeremiah was called.
我们不知道那个时候是在哪里。
We don't know where it was at that time.
是他在家里与神交通呢？
Was this fellowship with God at home?
或者是在圣殿里值班来侍奉神呢？
Or was it during his service in the temple?
神圣经都没有记载了。
The scriptures did not record it.
其实神上人说话的时候，时间地点不是重要的。
But in fact, when God speaks to man, the time and place is not important.
重要的是听话的人。
But what is important is the one who hears.
耶利米是一个听话的人。
Jeremiah was one who hears.
所以神向他说话。
So God spoke to him.
他听见。
He heard.
他有反应。
He had a response.
起初他不明白。
At the beginning, he did not understand.
但是他知道是神在那里说。
But he knew it was God who was speaking.
是神要在哪里做。
It was God who will do it.
他就把自己交在神的手里。
So he put himself in the hand of God.
让神用着他去做。
To allow for God to use him to do the work.
那我们看看。
Now let us see.
神一开口对他说话怎么说？
What did God say at first to him?
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神跟耶利米说的这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, take note of these words that God speaks to Jeremiah.
只看见那个任务的大。
Let us not only see how great the commission is.
我们要看到的是整个事情完全是神在那里。
But we must be able to see that in the entire matter, it is God who is in control. It is God who is guiding.
神对他说,
God spoke to him.
你对我认识有一点点,
you have a little knowledge of me.
但是你并不完全认识我,
but you do not completely know me.
但我对你呢,
but as for me to you, I completely know you.
你还没有
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. I have sanctified thee long ago. And I've ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the great thing.
做犹大国的先知还好。
You say it is still better just to be the prophet of Judah.
做列国的先知。
But now it says he's a prophet unto the nations.
这个怎么可以呢？
How can this be possible?
谁肯接受我做先知呢？
Who would even accept me to be their prophet?
我说话谁肯听呢？
Who would listen to my words?
我说话。 犹大肯不肯听已经是一个问题。
Even when I speak, it is a question mark if the nation of Judah will listen. Now I'm to be a prophet of the nation.
这个是不得了。
This is something great.
那以后我们看耶利米书的，我们真看到。
Later when we read Jeremiah, we do see.
他向许多的国说话。
He did speak to many nations.
上巴比伦说话。
He spoke to Babylon.
上亚述说话。
He spoke to Assyria.
上摩亚说话。
He spoke to Moab.
上亚门说话。
He spoke to Ammon.
上许多的与以色列有关的邦国说话。
He spoke to many of the nations that had connection with Israel.
并且还说到一个，那就是将来大卫的国，国度。
And he even spoke of the kingdom of David, which is the kingdom.
哎呦，这个任务太大了。
This is such a great commission.
太严肃了。
It is too serious.
那真是把耶利米吓坏了。
And so indeed, it frightened Jeremiah.
我们不知道那个时候耶利米有多大的年纪。
We don't know how old Jeremiah was at that time.
但是耶利米自己回答的时候，我很年轻，我很年幼，我什么都不懂。
When Jeremiah answers that, I'm still a child. I do not know much.
我们看看耶利米当时是怎么回答神。
And so we can see how Jeremiah answered to God.
第六节他就接着说了。
Verse 6 he says,
他说我就说主耶和华呀，我不知道怎么说，怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
Then said I, Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
弟兄姊妹们，这是当时耶利米的头一个反应。
That is the first response of Jeremiah.
我怎么可以接受这样的差遣呢？
How can I accept this commission from you?
我凭什么可以 承担这样大的任务呢?
According to what, I can complete this mission.
所以他老老实实对神说,
so he just plainly said to God,
他说,神啊, 我真的不知道该怎么说好。
Lord God, I don't know how to tell you.
因为我是太年幼了。
For I am a child.
我什么都不懂。
I do not know anything.
我怎么可以做这个呢?
How can I do this?
他没有像摩西当时的那样的
He was not as, we can say, as experienced as Moses in those days. But that experience, of course, is man's experience.
摩西就会推这个问题,
and Moses would use his experience to make this excuse and that excuse.
推来推去推不动了,
and when his excuse cannot get by,
结果就杀赖了,
and so then he just would not do it.
哎,神啊,怎么说都好。 我就是不去,
no matter what,
要人去的话，你找别人去。
I just won't go, Lord God. If you want to send someone, send someone else.
耶利米大概比那个时候摩西好一点。
And Jeremiah may be in that situation a little bit better off than Moses.
他不敢拒绝神。
He dare not refuse God.
但是他不敢信任自己。
But he dare not trust in himself.
他把他的本相带回到神的面前。
And so he brought his nature just as he is before God.
神啊，我真的不知道该怎么说好。
God, I just don't know what to say.
因为我年幼。
For I am still a child.
我无知。
I am still ignorant.
这也许实在是他的光景。
Of course, maybe this is his actual situation.
老实说,
To be honest,
如果神今天向我们每一个人都发出这样的呼召的话，恐怕我们每一个人都没有一个例外。
Of course, if God also likewise would give each one of us the same calling today, none of us would be in would be the exception.
得了啊！
How can this be possible?
我怎么可以承担这种？
How am I able to bear such?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们承认我们是一无所有。
We confess that we have nothing.
我们也实在是年幼。
Indeed, we are still young.
我们也真的是无知。
Indeed, we are still ignorant.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
要做这个事情的不是我。
It is not I who will do this.
是神要做这个事情。
It is God who will do it.
其实神一开口跟他说话就已经说了。
Even when God spoke to him, God has already spoken.
是神要做。
That he will do it.
是神安排这样做。
That God has arranged to do it this way.
神如果是这样的安排。
If God has arranged so,
神就一定负责。
God will be responsible.
但是人能领会神的负责，不是一下子。就明白过来的。
But it is not easy, and right away that man would understand that God is responsible.
哎呀，我们太会看环境。
We are so apt to look at the situation around us.
我们也太会看人。
And we know well how to look at the people around us.
我们也实在是太会看时态的严重性。
And we can see the severity of the situation that surrounds us.
所以不管怎么说。
So regardless of how it is,
我们都是不太甘心接受神的差遣。
We are not too willing to accept the commission of God.
但是神的话说得很清楚，很干脆。
But God's words are very clear and plain.
基本上来说，
basically,
不是因为你行。
It is not because you're able.
乃是因为我要做。
It is because I want to do it.
你不过是我手里边要用的。
You are only a vessel in my hand.
成事并不是根据你。
That it is not according to you will be done.
不过神没有说的那么坦白。
Of course, God was not so plain when he spoke to Jeremiah.
如果神这样坦白的跟耶利米说，也许耶利米就受伤了。
If God was so plain to Jeremiah, maybe it will hurt Jeremiah's feelings.
但是神虽然没有这样说，
even though God did not say those exact words,
但是神说出的那个话还是这个意思。
But the words that God spoke has the same meaning.
神一再说话，就把耶利米的理由堵住了。
Even as God continues to speak, he put an end to the reasons of Jeremiah.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
第七节，
verse 7.
神就对我说，你不要说，我是年幼的。
But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child.
这个话你不需要说。
You do not need to say such words.
也不必说。
You don't need to say these words.
你是不是年幼，我老早就知道。
I already know if you're a child or not.
你是一块什么样的料，我也老早就知道。
I already know what kind of material you are.
因为我要做这个事情，根本不是要你自己去做。
Because the work that I want done is not to be done by you.
因为我叫你去做的事情是我要做。
Because the work that I call you to do, I will do it.
你要做的就是跟着我的差遣去做。
So all you have to do is just follow my commission.
你去了，我就负责把它做成功。
If you go, I will be responsible to complete it.
那所以主神就说，你不要说我是年幼。
So God says, say not, I am a child.
因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。
For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee.
你不能推搪。
You cannot refuse.
你只能接受。
You can only accept it.
你必须看见做事的是我耶和华。
You must be able to see it is I, the Lord God, who will do it.
不是你耶利米。
It is not you, Jeremiah.
但是我耶和华需要你耶利米。
But I, Lord God, need you, Jeremiah.
如果你不去，我就做不成。
If you do not go, I cannot do it.
你去了我就做成。
If you go, then I can complete it.
所以你所要做的就是去。
So all you have to do is go.
其他的事情不是你的。
Everything else is not up to you.
神就把耶利米里边的什么理由都堵住了。
And so God just put an end to all the reasons of Jeremiah.
你到哪里去？
Wherever you go,
你也不必考虑你要怎么说。
You don't need to consider what you have to say.
我怎么吩咐你，你就怎么说。
You will say whatever I command you.
我没有叫你说的，你也不必说。
You don't need to say what I did not command you to say.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now brothers and sisters,
这样的话
，such words.
我们的主在四福音里边跟门徒也 一再的提过。
Our Lord also mentioned the same words to the disciples in the four Gospels.
你要是碰到什么的时候，
whatever time you encounter,
你不要在那里考虑自己说什么话。
You don't need to consider what word, what answer you would give.
你就默默地站在神的面前就好。
Just silently stand before God.
到时候要说什么话？
At the time when you need to speak,
圣灵就给你知道你该说怎么说。
The Holy Spirit will give you an answer to say what you need to say.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神对人的使用的那一个法则。
And this is the principle in which God uses man.
神用人不是叫人去说人的话。
When God uses man, it is not for man to speak his own word.
神用人是要人去说神要他说的话。
But God, when God uses man, he uses man to speak what he wants spoken.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这些话实在是真实的。
These words are indeed true.
不是只是当时耶利米的日子是真的。
It is not only true in the days of Jeremiah.
也不单是在主跟门徒说的时候是真的。
It is not only true in the days when the Lord spoke to the disciples. At any given time.
神做工就是根据这个法则。
When God works, it is according to that principle.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
别的经历我没有。
I do not have any of the other experiences.
不过这样的经历我倒是感谢神，他给我常常经历到。
But for such experiences, I thank the Lord that he oftentimes give me such experiences.
啊，要跟神的儿女们有交通的时候，
as I'm going to have fellowship with the children of God,
尝到这样神的负责。
I'm able to taste that God is responsible in this way.
在碰到难处自己感觉承担不了的时候，
when I encounter difficulty that I find myself unable to bear,
神也让我经历到他实在是负责的神。
God also allowed for me to experience indeed he is the Lord who is responsible.
这一点实在是宝贝。
Indeed, that is precious.
所以当他要呼召耶利米的时候，
so when he called Jeremiah,
他一开始就叫耶利米，你不要看你自己。
He immediately told Jeremiah, do not look upon yourself.
你把你的眼睛转过来看我。
But turn your eyes upon me.
你把你的耳朵转过来听我。
Turn your ears to hear me.
因为在我差遣你所做的事上面，
because in the matter which I send you,
我不需要你出主意。
I do not need any of your ideas.
我也不需要你在那里编造话语。
I do not need you to make up any of the words.
我也不要你在那里为自己寻找工作对象。
I do not need you to seek out who is the object of your work.
我怎么给你安排你就怎么跟随就好。
But you follow whatever I arrange for you.
把你的眼睛从你自己的身上转过来看我的动作。
Turn your eyes from yourself upon me to see my actions.
那这个就是当时神呼召耶利米的时候的那一个经历。
And that is the experience when God called Jeremiah.
当然我们不能说神呼召耶利米的经历今天在我们每一个人身上要重做一次，重复的来做一次。
Of course we cannot say the experience which God called Jeremiah with would be repetitive when he calls each one of us today.
这个没有必要。
There's no it's not necessary for that.
当时神要耶利米的那一个认识呢，
But at that time God desires for Jeremiah to understand.
每一个神的儿女们都需要有这样的看见。
It's the vision which each child of God must also see.
我们不是凭我们自己做神的工作。
It is not according to ourselves that we do the work of God.
我们是凭着神自己所要做的去跟上去。
But it's according to God, what God wants to do that we follow on.
我们常常听到。
Many times we hear.
我说了，神的工作只有神自己能做。
That only God can do God's work.
没有任何一个人可以做神的工。
That no one is able to do the work of God.
神的工作只有神自己能做。
That only God himself can do his work.
人所能做的，
What man can do,
只是配合神所要做的。
Is only to agree with what God wants to do.
你跟上神所要做的，
And to follow on to what God wants done.
然后你就看神怎么做。
And then see how God will do it.
你要让神做。
We have to allow for God to do it.
我们所能做的就是要让神做。
The only thing which we can do is to allow for God to do it.
去看神做。
To see God do it.
把我们自己的手收回来。
To take back our hand.
你只是默默地站在神的一边。
And silently stand on the Lord's side.
你去看神伸手。
To see God stretch forth His hand.
你去听神说话。
To hear God speak.
那现在好了。
Now.
当神这样说过了以后。
When God spoke these words.
神就按手在耶利米的口。
Then God touched the mouth of Jeremiah.
这就把刚才我所交通的那些话说出来。
And so this expresses the words which I just shared.
神说你要去，我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
God says, you will go wherever I send you, you should say whatever I command you.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在。
Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee.
要拯救你。
To deliver you.
说完这些话。
After these words,
神就按手在他的口。
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And then he said to the Lord, to Jeremiah,
当说的话传给你了。
Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
他说看啊。
Behold,
我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立灾子。
See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，注意这个。
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
你看到。
You can see.
神实在不是叫耶利米去做他所能做的工。
God indeed did not call Jeremiah to do something that Jeremiah is able to do.
神是要耶利米去做他自己不能做，但是却是神要做的。
But God caused Jeremiah to do which he cannot do, but God himself will do.
但是神给他看见神负责在那里做。
But God shows him that he is responsible to do the, all that work.
所以神给他一个印记。
So God gives him the sign.
他给他的口按了手。
And put forth his hand and touched his mouth.
告诉他说。
And told him.
我已经把我要说的话传给你。
I have already put my words in thy mouth.
什么时候我叫你说你就说。
And whenever I cause you to speak, you will speak forth.
并且我已经把你放在一个位置上。
And I've already set you over in this position.
把你立在列国以上。
Over the nations.
回应上面你不要惧怕他们。
Which echoes the words that God told him not to be afraid of them.
那么你在他们前上面前要做的呢？
And what do you have to do before the nations and kingdoms?
是要拔出、毁、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，然后要建立、要栽植。
To root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and also to build and to plant.
简单的来说，
Simply put,
把神所不要的拿走。
To take away everything that God does not want.
把神所要的摆出来。
But to place forth everything that God desires.
但是这个是根据谁呢？
But according to who is this done?
根据神自己。
It is according to God himself.
我们看到神呼召耶利米的时候。
We can see when God called Jeremiah.
一开始就是领他去看见神负责。
Even at the beginning, it shows him that God is responsible.
一开始就让他看见神是主。
Even at the beginning, it shows him that God is the Lord.
一开始就让他看见，你接受这个呼召，你所要学习的就是跟随。
Even to show him, if you accept this commission, all you have to do is follow.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神不仅是给他说了这些话。
God not only spoke these words to him.
神也给他一个印证。
God also gives him a confirmation.
但是我们不知道神怎么给他。
We don't know how God gave it to him at that time.
神就是问他。
But God asked him,
你看到什么?
What do you see?
耶利米就说,
Jeremiah answered,
我看见一根杏树枝,
I see a rod of an almond tree.
神就对他说,
Then the Lord said unto me,
你看得不错,
You've seen well.
我就留意保守我的话, 使他得成就。
For I will hasten my word to perform it.
我想弟兄姊妹们要留意这一个耶利米的看见。
I think brothers and sisters, we have to take note of this vision of Jeremiah.
我不知道他是在异象里看见，还是当时神特别给他看见，当时有这么一回事。
I don't know if God showed him in a vision or actually at that time God allowed for him to see what he saw. That is not an issue we need to pursue. But what we have to pursue is indeed what did he see? Jeremiah answered and said, I see a rod of an almond tree.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
什么意思?
What does that mean?
虽然底下神就说出,
even though later on the Lord said,
我一定保守我跟你所说的,
I will hasten my word to perform it,
使那些事情成就,
to perform it.
好像呢跟信树枝, 跟神这一个保证是连在一起的,
it seems as if to me this vision which he saw of the rod of almond tree and God's guarantee is together. But why is it then a rod of an almond tree? Why is it not a cherry blossom? What is it not another tree? But it is an almond tree. Brothers and sisters, we must take note. We have to take note of the life and death of an almond tree.
No, 信在所有的果树的里头是最早结果又最早落叶的。
Now, the life, the cycle of an almond tree amongst all the fruit trees are the first fruit tree to bear fruit and also the first fruit tree to have its leaves fall.
当别人在那里,别的树还在欣欣向荣的时候,它已经落叶了。
When the other trees are still blossoming, the almond tree has already, the leaves of the almond tree has already fallen.
当别的果树,那个果子累累的时候,它已经只剩下枝条了。
When all the other fruit trees are blossoming and bringing forth of many fruits, the almond tree and the branches have already withered. Now I have an almond tree at home. And some brothers and sisters also have almond trees at home. If you take note of it, you'll surely see this point.
那所以从表面上看来,
so on the surface,
寒冬还没有来, 它就已经好像是, 凋零了。
Even before the winter time comes, it has already withered. But do not belittle it. Even before the winter is over, it already blossoms.
那也就是说,
in other words, it means,
经过一个严寒的冬天, 在人看来, 它也许是枯死了吧。
Even through this very severe winter in man's view, maybe it has already withered and died.
它是最早显出生机来的。
Yet it is the first of the fruit tree that will show forth life.
如果我们套用新约的话, 来说明它,
now, if we use New Testament terms to speak of this,
或者是我们套用亚伦, 发芽的那一根杖来说明它,
or if we use the scenario of the budding staff from Aaron to speak forth this matter,
那很明显给我们看到,
it very clearly shows us that
神后来说, 我必定留意保守我的话, 使得成就,
when God later on tells him, for I will hasten my word to perform it,
和耶利米看到那个杏树枝,
and the fact that Jeremiah saw the rod of an almond tree has a direct relationship.
那是什么关系?
What relationship is that?
当然,你最起码你碰到一个是生命的关系。
Of course, at the very least, we'll come into this issue of life.
神说,我是凭着生命来成全我所要做的工。
God says that I will use life to complete my work.
但是往深一层,
but if we go a step further,
更看到,
you can also see
这个生命是什么生命?
What life is this life?
死而复活的生命,
it is the resurrection life.
在寒冬的里边, 你看见杏树, 好像都是干死了,
in the severe winter, you can see it seems like the almond tree has already withered and died.
没有生机,
there is no form, no form of life.
好像枯毁了,
it seems as it has withered.
但是春天还没有来,
but even before the spring comes,
发红了。
You can see that the branches are blossoming and budding.
啊，发胀了。
It is well, it is growing.
生命的气势在那里显出来。
The signs of life is showing there.
过了不久开花了。
Not long after it blossoms.
啊，花落了以后果子出来了。
And then after it blooms, the fruits come forth.
然后树叶子才长出来。
And then the leaves would come.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
很显然给我们看到
very evidently it shows us,
首先从严冬里边苏醒过来的
the first to awaken from the severe winter,
那是杏树
it is the almond tree,
好像是一个复活的生命在那里显出生机来
it seems like it is the resurrection life that shows forth the signs of life,
我们感谢神
we thank God,
这是神头一次对耶利米说的话
These are the first words which God spoke to Jeremiah.
呼召他,
to call him.
让他知道神要怎样用他,
so that he would know how God will use him.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们今天是看不完, 神跟耶利米说话的事。
Tonight we cannot finish the conversation between the Lord and Jeremiah.
我们今天晚上只好停在这
里。 We can only end here tonight.
下礼拜我们再继续看。
We'll continue on next week.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
以后不会那么详细的。
We will not go into as much detail later on.
但是第一章的确是很重要。
But chapter 1 is very important.
所以我们就读得细一点。
So we have to go into more detail.
但愿主把耶利米的信息从开头到末了。都赏给我们。
May the Lord grant to us the entire message of Jeremiah from beginning to end.
我们今天晚上交通就停在这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.